ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your Jackson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, October 29, 2018, at 1:31 PM. And we will begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver.
Don't mind, would you please bow your heads? In this court, with a humble heart for all parts of this country, with the unnecessary and senseless killing of people, threats of lives, Lord, we ask that you put your divine wisdom on each and every member of this court, not just that, each and every elected official in Jefferson County. Keep our county close, keep our county clean. Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around those family members that have loved ones away, that's fighting for our democracy. Lord, we ask this in Jesus Christ's name.
Please join me in the flag of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We're going to begin a little bit out of order today with the last on the addendum under Sheriff's Department. I may consider an approved resolution recognizing Corrections Officer Vincent Sampson of the Correctional Facility for 25 years and 9 months of dedicated service to the citizens of Jefferson County, wishing him well at his retirement. Item B is approved resolution recognizing Correctional Officer Vanessa Ardwan of the Correctional Facility for 25 years and 9 months of dedicated service and wishing her well in her retirement. And item C is considering approving a resolution recognizing clerical staff A.G. Brooks of the Correctional Facility for 24 years and 9 months of service to the citizens of Jefferson County and wishing her well in her retirement. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Second by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And Mr. Brooks, if you would like to come up. I'd like to read this resolution. Whereas Daisy Brooks has devoted 24 years and 9 months of her life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism. And whereas she's pledged her services as an ID clerk and receptionist at the Correctional Facility for Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, and has dedicated her talents and pledged her services for the Sheriff's Office, and through hard work and commitment to excellence, she's earned the respect of her colleagues and the citizens of Jefferson County. And having made a significant contribution to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, Daisy Brooks is recognized for her unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County and will always be missed by her friends and co-workers. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court is hereby honored and commend Daisy Brooks for her service as a valuable employee of the county and wishes her all the best in her retirement.
Thank you very much. I really enjoyed working here in Jefferson County for the Sheriff's Department. I worked with 3 sheriffs, and now it's time for me to go home. I finally got my grandbaby, and gonna miss everybody. So, but anyway, thank y'all, everybody. Thank all my co-workers here.
Would you like to say anything, Kevin?
Speaking for the Sheriff's Office, it's been a pleasure working with Ms. Daisy. She's been the first person that everybody sees when they come into the administration building for many years. And she's done an excellent job. We all love her, and we're going to see her.
Well, we have a flag flung over the Jefferson County Courthouse, along with a certificate that we want to give you.
Ms. Daisy,
yes.
You know, there's one thing. I wouldn't let you go from the podium without saying this. I know your father would be extremely proud of you. But not only that, you said about the grandbaby. When we see those pictures coming from my frat over the our little bit of system, we see how happy you are. And so without that, we know you made a lot of people at Jefferson County happy by the smile and by the information you've given. the more important than that, God bless you, and you enjoy that grand race.
Thank you.
Ms. Daisy, I echo the comments that stated today, and many, many years out there with you and at the jail when I worked out there. You were always so pleasant and helpful, and we really appreciate your service to this county.
You didn't work out there, you were an inmate.
That's all we're saying.
All right, moving to items under purchasing, item A is to approve specifications for request for proposal for security services and personnel for Jefferson County. Item B is consider and approve execution of final maintenance agreement with Cannon Solutions, Inc. for the maintenance of Jefferson County Engineering Department's OTE 300 block blade printer. Item C is consider and approve execution of final gas transportation agreement for Texas Gas Service for the correctional facility beginning November 1st, 2018 and ending June 30th, 2021. Item D is consider and approve donation of salvage properties authorized by local government code section 263.152A4 by donating it to a charitable organization, in this case, Goodwill Industries. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion?
Yes, Judge, just for discussion purposes here, since we're talking about this with security services, I know I've talked with Deb about that. That's the sheriff's office is communicating with purchasing to make sure that y'all had some input in this scope of services and objective. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And looking at some of the requirements under page 26, it says that the security officers will be registered through the Texas Private Security Board. Is that correct?
Correct.
Does that mean, or would that allow them to be armed if they're registered through there, or is that a different procedure that they would go through?
It would allow them to be armed, being that they will maintain their license and the company itself. It would allow some guards to be armed. It's just a matter of that company making sure that their officers are licensed, having security guard licenses.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under the county auditor, item A is consider and approve fiscal year 2019 budget amendment for my Fort Dodge Mid-County Maintenance Juvenile Detention. Increased cost of janitorial services contract to amount $143,362. Item B is consider approved electronic disbursement for $529,255.07 to LaSalle Correctional for revenue received from entities for inmate housing. Item C is receive and file a financial and operating statements for county funds only for the month ending September 30th, 2018. D is regular county bill check number 452236 through 452475. Do I have a motion on those items?
So we'll
move by Commissioner Stenberg.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, that's it. Unanimously, I'm the county clerk. Item A is consider and possibly approve and execute search Texas participation agreement between Tyler Technologies and Jefferson County. The use of the Research Texas document search retrieval portal for court documents developed through the 2012 agreement with the Texas Office of Court Administration. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Hall.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously under County Commissioners. Item A is receiving files. Well, item A and B is receiving files certificate of completion for Commissioners Everett Alfred and Brent Weaver, who have both successfully completed the continuing education provisions of Article 81.0025 of the Texas Local Government Code for the year 2018. And item C is consider and possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee Hotel Occupancy Tax Allocation Recommendation for previously tabled fall 2018 Fort Park Marketing Grant in the amount of $91,948. Do I have a motion on those items under County Commission?
Move.
Second by Commissioner Weaver, second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And under Engineering, item A, is execute utility permit to AT&T for placement of fiber optic cable along Brook Road extending third to Anointed Tabernacle Church in precinct four. Item B is consider and approve final plat of Diamond D Ranch Phase Four, Block One, Track One through Seven, Block Two, Track Eight through 33, being a 34.788 acre subdivision of the James Garrett Senior League at A-24. Plat is located off South Pine Island, Levy Road in precinct one, is within the city of Beaumont, Exeter, territorial jurisdiction, has met all of the plating requirements of the local government. Item C is consider and possibly approve final plat of Diamond D Ranch Phase Five, Block Three, Lots 34 through 37, Block Four, Lots 38 through 43, Block Five, Lots 44 through 57, Block Six, Lots 58 through 62, being a 47.744 acre subdivision of the James Garrett Senior League A-24, located off South Pine Island, Levy Road in precinct one, is in the Beaumont DJ, and has met all of the plating requirements. That motion will be added under engineer.
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Wood.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Hall.
Don, those plating requirements require the city of Beaumont to okay that, correct?
Yes, they have approved it. We have their letter approval in file.
Okay.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. That completes our regular agenda. Is there any issue that any member of the board would wish to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action? Well, thank you all so much for being there, and we will be adjourned at 1:43 p.m.
Can I ask you here?